All right, so our first presidential primary is in the books now. And Bernie Sanders, the winner of the New Hampshire primary, joining us right now from 538, elections analyst Jeffrey Skelly. Jeffrey, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So, not the first time that Bernie Sanders has won New Hampshire, but Pete Buttigieg, a very close second. Were you surprised by any of the results from yesterday?
Well, I think you had to be at least a little surprised by Amy Klobuchar's final vote tally. I mean, they're still actually counting the last few votes, but almost all of them are in. And she's at about 20% on the dot. And I think the expectation was she could finish ahead of Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden, given some of the polling right in the lead up to the election. But to finish so far ahead of them, I think was pretty remarkable for her. If you were making an educated guess going into the primary, you might have said, well, maybe she'll get like 15% finish ahead of them. But instead, she got up to 20 and was really, I mean, it was a three-way race and then everybody else. And she was a part of that, which was a very strong performance for her.
And so it has a lot of people asking, well, what happened to Elizabeth Warren? And has she lost her mojo, or is she going to be able to get some momentum back for some of the upcoming primaries?
Well, I mean, it's a real concern for her that she couldn't do better in a state that's right next door. I mean, traditionally, candidates who are from nearby New Hampshire tend to get something of a home field advantage. Now, we did see Sanders get that to some extent, but Warren really, really performed poorly in the end. And one of the telling statistics on that is if you look at the exit poll, Amy Klobuchar actually won among women with a college degree. And that should have been a group, and for much of this cycle, polling would have told you, was a group that Elizabeth Warren was particularly strong with. And so for Klobuchar to actually win among those voters was great for her and obviously very bad for Warren, given that she needed the support from those voters to be competitive.
Yeah. Who does Pete Buttigieg need to be more concerned about now, Bernie Sanders or Amy Klobuchar?
I think Buttigieg is probably going to be more worried about Klobuchar in the sense of trying to sort of consolidate support as the alternative to Sanders. That's going to be challenging for Buttigieg to do because, in part, pretty much all the candidates outside of Biden and I guess also Michael Bloomberg don't really have that much support among African-American voters. Now, Sanders does have a fair bit of support among Latino voters, which is going to help him in Nevada. But sort of looking ahead, Buttigieg does not have much support among those groups. And so he needs to find a way to attract some support from those voters. But now what's happened is that Klobuchar coming in has actually made sort of the center-left lane of the Democratic primary even more crowded.
Yeah.
She could, get a fundraising boost out of this, attract new endorsements, new backing. And that, I think, does having such a mess in that lane could make it difficult for someone to consolidate support to oppose Sanders. At the same time, Sanders definitely needs to add on some voters if he's going to win in the long run, because I don't think he can actually win the nomination with just 25-26% of the vote. But if he can add some votes, he might be able to stay ahead of his opponents. They're sort of in a more crowded opposing lane, if you will.
The X factor in all this, of course, is Michael Bloomberg. We're not even going to see his name on a ballot until I think it's Super Tuesday. Interesting strategy on his part. What is that going to do to this race, though?
Well, we've taken to sort of jokingly calling Michael Bloomberg an agent of chaos because no one's really done what he's doing before. Of course, not many people have that much money, it's telling that it's a unique strategy. But I do think Bloomberg's role in the race, his position in it, could really complicate the path for anyone to getting a majority of the delegates, at least during the primary season, in terms of actually winning them. And you need a majority to get elected on the first ballot, and if no one has a majority, could potentially go to a second ballot. at the national convention. So I think Bloomberg really complicates that math, and that's where the whole agent of chaos thing comes in, because we haven't. I mean, I'm not saying there's going to be like a contested or brokered convention, but
there could
Bloomberg's
be.
His position raises the chances of that. I think undoubtedly.
Do you think that he wants to be an agent of chaos? Do you think that he wants to see a contested convention, or do you think that he might step aside if it's creating too much chaos?
Well, I guess the real issue for Democrats is that Bloomberg might have been inclined to step aside if Biden, who had been in a strong position in national polling, or at least stronger than anyone else,
yeah.
Had performed well, or even decently well, in these first couple contests, and was looking to be in a good position going into Nevada and then South Carolina, but instead that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So it's because of the muddle and sort of the Sanders alternative lane, Bloomberg may be like, well, you know what, I'm going to just keep pushing. And, you know, the vote results in New Hampshire did suggest that there were more votes for candidates who are sort of on the more moderate end than on the left end of the party. And he might view that as a reason to sort of push forward, and maybe he can become sort of the consensus choice in that lane and just stick with it. So I don't think he really wants to be an agent of chaos, but I think he's also clearly opposed to having someone like Sanders as the nominee for the Democratic Party.
Yeah. It is fascinating stuff. Can't wait to see how this all plays out. Jeffrey, thanks for your insight. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, take care. Bye now.